today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Roughly textured wall of avant funk and beyond the threshold rock. There, friends and neighbors and listeners to our podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. This is Rockin' the Suburbs, and on behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about a little-known, at least in general, band that performed in the L.A. area right around the time that the 1970s turned into the 1980s. And this is a group called Bee People. B, like the letter, people. And no space between those two. So it was just Bee People. And this group was led by a musician, vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter named Alex Gibson. And the band put out two records on the Faulty Products label. Faulty Products was an offshoot of IRS, Miles Copeland's label, and another group that from the West Coast that put out a record on this label was the Bangs before they turned into the Bangles. Anyway, back to Bee People. They started out as a group called the Little Cripples and had a singer named Michael Gira. And Michael Gira left the group to go on and form a band called Circus Mort and then a more well-known band called the Swans. And the leftover people, the Bee People, continued on writing songs, and in the year 1981, they put out a self-titled 8-song record on the Faulty Products label. I came across this record at a time in the late 1980s when was going to a place up in Maryland called Joe's Record Paradise, and happened to be in the record store at one point when this record was on the turntable. And was like, what the hell? Very striking to me as I was beginning my journey through punk and post-punk. And asked the clerk there what the record was. And did they have it for sale? Well, they did. But it was the copy that was playing on the turntable. So I said, yeah, give me that one. Obviously, it doesn't skip. So ended up buying that record and became a big fan of it. It's kind of dark music. It's got a little bit of power pop in it. It's definitely got some new wave in it. The group put out a second record, which was called Petrified Conditions, 1979 to 1981, and it collected some of their music. Some songs that were included on their Bee People EP appeared here. Some songs that were other recordings that hadn't been issued before. A song, I believe, that was on a split single appeared here, but there's an interesting intro here that describes the music of the band, and it says, quote, the Bee People use dissonance the way some bands use the 1-4-5 pattern as a very trusted musical basis. Their sound is cleaner and crisper, with lead singer Alex Gibson's melodic vocals providing a delicate balance with the dissonance of the instrumental parts. Let's hear some music from Bee People now. This is from their Bee People EP. This is a song called Ken Can't.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you guys think of that? It's tensed up, it's kind of coiled, it's got the new wavy kind of a feeling to it. But there's something interesting about it. There's something kind of dark and kind of off that echoes around when you listen to that song. And yet it's got that inner tension. It's got that coiled spring kind of a feeling inside of it that I loved in all the sort of new wave, you know, first wave post-punk music. It reminds me a little bit in a way of the British band Magazine. And I think looking back at some of the notes I had on some of my old mixtapes at one point, I've been doing a lot of cleaning up of the record room here, and I came across the Bee People album, but I think at one point I had done some segues between Bee People and Magazine. Very interesting. I'd like that kind of sound quite a bit. The personnel on this record, the Bee People EP, and in the Petrified Conditions, of course, Alex Gibson on vocals and guitars. You had Paul Cutler playing bass on some tracks. The drummer was Tom Rechion. Saxophone and synthesizer, Pat Delaney. He also played a little organ on here. And Frederick Nielsen also played some bass on some of the tracks. As I said, it was an 8-song EP, 4 songs on each side of the vinyl. The Petrified Conditions record followed a little bit later. Let's hear a little track now from the Petrified Conditions album. This is the track from the Bee People called I Said Everybody. I Said Everybody from the Petrified Conditions 1979 to 1981 record by the Bee People. It's got a nice feeling to it. It's a song I always liked. Actually was looking at a an old mix that I had made, and that song was the song that started off the mix. There's another quote on the back of the Petrified Conditions compilation that's taken from Flipside magazine, and I like this. It reads, quote, "Their roughly textured and wall of avant funk and beyond the threshold rock is admittedly a bit demanding and difficult to access. There ain't much room to breathe here. Either you submit or you go for a walk. It's not fusion music, someone proudly told me. It's pop discovering freedom. Or is it rock becoming a wind tunnel test for eventual black hole missions?" Like that a lot. Definitely brings in the blackness and the out there kind of ness of this music. And L.A., of course, at the turn of the decade, 70s to 80s, was a really interesting melting pot. I mean, there was a lot of different kind of things going on there, not just punk music. There's a lot of synthesizer things. There was Hispanic music, Latino music, of course, the long history of funk and jazz. Still persisted in L.A., and a lot of it pops up in the music of the Bee People. So came across this record while doing some organizing, and I just wanted to share it with everybody else because I thought you guys might be into it. Now, let me tell you this. It's not on any streaming service anywhere that I can find. I can't even find the music that Alex Gibson went on to do out there. So a lot of this stuff has sort of gone under the radar, out of print, not really reissued on CD as far as I can tell. You can dig in the used bins, and keep your eyes peeled for the Bee People. There's two records out there. I've been lucky enough to come across the Petrify Conditions several years back, pre-pandemic, in a used bin with a cutout. And that was a great find. I was really happy about that. But you can find it on YouTube if you want to go and listen and do the work to get yourself into it that way. So it's definitely a project to go out and discover. And I like that, too, in this age of instant access to everything. It's nice to have something to look for, to dig for, and always keep your eye out for when you're in the record store. Hope you enjoyed this. Hope you found something in Bee People's music that you might like, or at least intrigued about a record and a band that existed from 79 to 81 in Los Angeles, California. And so we'll leave you now with a song called You at 8 from Bee People. And stay tuned to the podcast tomorrow. We've got a little something fun. It may be a new song discovery mechanism that we'll do here on the podcast, but I'll leave it at that and leave you wondering what it might be for tomorrow. And close out now with the Bee People. And we'll talk to you guys then. Bee People.